Russia's leaders have warned the government will need to make more cutbacks if the nation is to avoid a repeat of the 1998 financial crash, the country's biggest post-Soviet economic trauma. The warning comes amid concerns about falling energy prices and Western sanctions against Russia over its perceived role in Ukraine's conflict, which killed more than 9,000 people. Stefan Boss tells us more.
Moscow says Russia's economy, which is heavily reliant on its massive oil and natural gas industry, is hammered by the plunge in global energy prices. State revenues are running dry and the cost of living is soaring for Russians as the nation's currency drops. President Vladimir Putin has acknowledged that Western sanctions against Russia or for its role in Ukraine have added to Russia's economic woes. The West introduced the measures after Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula and began backing separatists in eastern Ukraine, though Moscow has denied it supports the rebels with weapons and troops. Faced with the prospect of the economy languishing in recession in an election year, the government is now trying to manage expectations. Speaking through an interpreter, Russian Finance Minister Anton Siluanov warned that Russia's budget must be cut by at least 10% to avoid a repeat of the economic disaster of the late 1990s.
If the state's finances aren't adjusted to the new conditions we find ourselves in, we can expect big deficits, a big inflation overhang, and the devaluation of our currency, as was the case in 1998, 1999, if we don't take the right decisions regarding our financial needs on the basis of our financial capacity. We shouldn't make the same mistake. We must thoughtfully cut and revise the budget to meet the new conditions.
In the interview with Bloomberg Television, he referred to August 17, 1998, seen by Russians as Black Tuesday. It was the day when the nation defaulted on its debt. The currency started to fall threefold. Inflation was out of control, and many were unemployed. And people were seen fighting in bank lines to get to their money as banks collapsed. Moscow has suggested that the country may be able to finance its needs this year with privatization and by using reserves. Officials say, however, that more should be done as the budget is based on oil prices of at least $50 a barrel, while they are currently hovering around $30 or less. Russia's finance minister has not ruled out cuts in the military and even welfare spending in the future, moves that are expected to add to social tensions. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.